Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Keys to a Happier Life. Today's message is entitled, Unlocking God's Blessings Through Being Generous. If you know God at all, you understand that He is most generous. The most shared verse in the world, John 3:16, highlights God's giving nature. He gave His only Son to redeem ungrateful enemies whom He desired to turn into a family of friends, Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. Not surprisingly, He wants His people, those who follow Christ and His teachings, to be like He is, generous. Psalm 112 attaches some powerful promises to generosity that are worth contemplating. And then we discover that generosity opens the door to many powerful blessings. I read Psalm 112, verses 5 through 8 from the New American Standard Bible. It is well with the man who is gracious and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment. He will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. Point one, it is well, pleasant, agreeable, good for the generous. Contrast this with the judgment made upon the miserly. They will experience lack and disfavor. Proverbs 11, verses 24 through 26. Next, God will maintain the cause of the generous in judgment. The Bible makes a surprising connection between our being generous and God's providing us with a good defense against judgments made against us. Literally, the Hebrew says that God will sustain our affairs with justice. In other words, when we live justly by caring for those in need, God will care for us. When we are in need of justice, God's justice extends beyond court proceedings. True justice seeks the welfare of the poor, the needy, and the oppressed. When we make that our practice, God will see to it that we benefit from His protection. Next, the generous will never be shaken. This means God will keep us from tottering, shaking, or slipping. Another way to say this is that God upholds us and keeps us secure. He's our keeper. Next, the generous will be remembered forever. The woman who poured out her life savings in the form of a costly perfume on Jesus' feet demonstrated extreme generosity. God rewarded her by including her act of selflessness in the gospel. Being remembered by God is a great blessing that will be extended to the generous. Next, God will make the generous fearless in times of trouble. As we go further into the unfolding scenario of the last days, when lawlessness is on the increase and terrible trouble looms, having confidence in God's keeping power is essential. Why is it that the generous will not fear an evil report? It is because they know that God takes care of those who take care of others. When we're generous, we tap into the very heart of God, and He reveals more of Himself to us. When we pour ourselves out for others, we grasp that He will do the same for us. The generous will look in triumph upon their enemies. Most people are clueless when it comes to God's judgments and justice. They want religion to be pie-in-the-sky fairy tales that God is some kind of cosmic smiley face. This false view of God's justice is promoted as a way to manipulate the masses and make them think that with God, anything goes as long as it makes you happy. In other words, the smiley face God is a giver of good things who never requires anything from us except to be happy partakers of His gifts. No accountability, no judgment, no justice, no day of reckoning. The Bible portrays Jesus coming in power and glory to usher in God's kingdom and bring God's justice upon the earth once and for all. This will include the punishment of the wicked and the destruction of all those who refuse the mercy extended to them in the gospel. Literally, there will be hell to pay for refusing to bow the knee to Jesus and acknowledge his lordship. Those who do surrender to Jesus will be part of his triumphal army, who will come back with him to install God's kingdom. You can find this in Revelations 19, verses 11 through 16. Those who have experienced God's generosity are expected to be generous. They accept what Jesus died to give them: forgiveness, freedom from guilt and condemnation, reconciliation to God, freedom from everything that enslaves us, and belonging to God's eternal family. Those who have received God's generosity in the gospel are obliged to extend that generosity to others in the form of love, forgiveness, service, and sharing the gospel message. We give away what God gave to us. We look forward to the day when Christ returns to settle accounts and usher in the final reality. On that day, we will look in triumph on all those who have ruthlessly persecuted God's people and resisted the gospel. A glorious day indeed. Those who refuse God's generosity make the greatest miscalculation of all time. Those who receive and participate in his generosity experience the fullness of blessings.